The Education Department is giving out millions of dollars in 31 U.S. communities in the latest round of grants under the Reading First initiative. Reading First was set up as part of the No Child Left Behind law. The latest funds for Milwaukee will go to Marquette University to help with a college-run reading program for 3- and 4-year-olds in the city. But the money could be cut off after a few months if Congress goes ahead with a plan to zero out Reading First. So, with Wisconsin an election battleground state, and Wausau Democrat Dave Obey the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Secretary Spellings was asked if the Milwaukee grant is politically timed.
I'm telling everybody I can the importance of Early Reading First. Yesterday, the First Lady hosted a coffee with people from, you know, Massachusetts, Georgia, North Carolina, New York. I'm in schools all over this country, and I've yet to meet an educator that doesn't say, please, please, please help save Reading First.
Congressman Obey's office says President Bush has proposed a $1 billion cut in the federal education budget and that choices have to be made somewhere. An Obey spokesman says the Wausau Democrat would rather see full funding for programs that work well, but that some government investigators have found problems with Reading First. Secretary Spellings contends those problems have been cleared up, but Obey's office says that's not completely right. Spellings is on a campaign to keep No Child Left Behind going in the next presidential administration. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.